Kiddushin Daf Chof Ches. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-Minute Daf. We're discussing the concept of Gilgul Shvuah. That is, if I could force you to make a Shvuah, let's say I claim that you owe me 200 and you admit that you only owe 100, that's called Moedah B'Miktzas, and I could force you to make a Shvuah. Once I'm forced to make a Shvuah on that, I could force you to make a Shvuah even on Karka, which you typically don't make a Shvuah. Where do we learn this concept? We learn it from Saita. Saita is a woman whose husband warns her not to seclude herself with another man, and she doesn't listen, so he takes her to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen makes her swear, and he gives her a curse, and she says at the end, Amen, Amen, both on the Shvuah and on the curse. But in addition to what the husband suspects, he could also say, listen, once you're swearing, I want you to swear on other things. Gilgul Shvuah. I want you to swear that you didn't seclude yourself with another man before our marriage, even during Erusin. Now, once we know this idea by Saita, we say a kavachomer that this applies also to monetary issues as well. Why? Because monetary issues, I could force somebody to swear based on one aid, whereas in Saita, you need at least two aidim. So if there's a Gilgul Shvuah by Saita, certainly by monetary issues. And just like Saita, I can make somebody make a Shvuah swear on a suffix, because the whole idea of Saita really is a suffix. The husband doesn't know for sure what happened. He's making her swear on a suffix. So too, by monetary issues, you could make somebody swear on a suffix. What's very interesting is that a person could say, listen, you're already making a shvuah that you don't owe me more than 100. Well, I want you to swear also that you're not my Eved Ivri. Now, I would think that an Eved Ivri is such a famous thing. If somebody is an Eved Ivri, the whole world would know about it, right? And since nobody's talking about it, then obviously it's not true. And why should somebody make a shvuah about it? No, nevertheless, I could be Megalgal Shvuah. I could force you to make that shvuah. But let's say somebody says, I want you to swear that you're not my Eved Knani. You're not my non-Jewish slave. That's too much. Now you're pushing it. Not only that, we're going to put you in Chayrim for accusing somebody of being Eved Knani. It's a terrible thing. You're mezalzel in a Jew, and we're going to be mezalzel in you and put you in Chayrim. If you call your friend a mamzer, you get Malkus. Malkus Mardus could be up to 40 Malkus. And Rashi says an incredible thing. People prefer to get Malkus than to be a Nidui. If a person calls his friend a Rasha, now you can't go to Bezin. Bezin won't do anything about it. But you can take things into your own hand. You're allowed to hate him, and you're allowed to hurt his business. There's a Taisus in Bava Metzia that says to the point where you're allowed to burn one third of that person's crop. And now we're into a brand new Mishnah, a brand new Sugya. The Mishnah says a very interesting Lashon. Kol shenaseh damim ba'acher, ki even shezoch hazeh, nischayiv zeh b'chalipav. So according to Rav Sheshes, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that you can take anything, any item, and use it for chalipin. Chalipin is a switch. I give you this handkerchief, and you give me in return an animal. So the Havamina was that you could also use money. You could take a coin and use that as the switch. You're not going to use it as a kinyan kesef, but you're using it as an item. But the end of the Gemara tells us that that's not the pshat, because we paskin that ein matbea nasa chalipim, you cannot use a coin for chalipim. But the pshat in the Mishnah is that any item that you evaluate and assess to see how much it costs, like an apple, you don't know how much an apple costs, you have to weigh it and assess. So in other words, any metaltalin can be used for the kinyan of chalipim besides money. The only thing you can't use is money, because that you have das on the tsura of the coin, and that's going to be batal. According to Rav Nachman, and this is in Rashi, you only do chalipin with a shoe, because that's what it says in the pasuk. Shalavish naloi. According to Taisvus, it's in any kli, any tool, any kind of kli that you use, including animals, which you actually use to plow a field, etc. Rav Nachman says that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, midaraisa, mois kainois, you could actually acquire objects with money. They create a kinyan. And we're talking about a case where the buyer switched his loan for an actual item. In other words, Reuven owes Shimon money, so Reuven gives Shimon a cow instead of the money that he owes. So he's not giving him money now, but rather his loan is being forgiven, and that's what creates the kinyan here. And the reason it works here, whereas money doesn't work, because typically we say, why does money not work as a kinyan? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the rice it should work. And the answer is because it's gzeiros chachamim that people might say, your grain that you purchase with money, even though it's by me, since you didn't pick it up, there's a little fire, and I didn't feel like extinguishing the fire for you because it's yours. I have nothing to gain. That gzeiros was said on something that's very typical. But this case of forgiving a loan is so not typical that they never made a gzeiros on it, and therefore it actually works. But according to Rish Lakish, who holds that mois like kainos, you cannot purchase something midiraisa with money, so he must say that this Mishnah, our Mishnah, is going according to Rav Sheshes. And now we move on to the next Mishnah. The Beis HaMikdash can acquire things with money. So let's say the Gabbai goes out and wants to purchase an animal. He gives the owner of the animal money. And even if the animal is in another country, the animal becomes Hegdish, becomes part of the Beis HaMikdash. But a Hedyot, a regular person, the only way he can be Kaina is B'Mashicha. The Mishnah calls it Chazaka, but the Mishnah means Mashicha. And one other halacha, and with that we're done for today. When you say to the Beis HaMikdash, this house is going to be Hegdash, this animal is going to be a carbon, just by saying it, it happens. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.